This is Jay Shaft reporting from the 4th of July celebration down here in St. Pete, Florida. Pretty much the vigil is breaking up a little bit. It's getting dark. The fireworks are going to start in a little while, so nothing really beyond the general state of police harassment, and it was very encouraging to see the veterans actually take down the free speech zone and open up the free speech zone. So, little minor challenges to freedom. No major incident to report. So, all in all, it seemed like a good day. There was quite a few people that went by and thanked the veterans, and they had a petition out there to demonstrate in the high schools. And generally a pretty good response. I didn't see a lot of anger, a lot of general apathy and refusal, but that was about it. So this is Jay Shaft from St. Petersburg, Florida, on the 4th of July. The fireworks are about to start, and I noticed the police have several drunk individuals that were dancing in the crowd over here. But other than that, I haven't seen anybody really in trouble, so I don't see anything else occurring right now, so it looks like in the end the veterans and the peace movement won out over attempted repression. And actually, I was told by Dwight Lawton, who is a lawyer for the ACLU and a representative for VFP, that it was an infringement, an illegal infringement on First Amendment rights and a direct violation, which could not have been technically enforced, but at least a general attempt was made and was not responded to. So, all in all, it seemed like a very low-key and very good day, it seemed like, for the people out here. So, like I said, this is Jay Shaft from St. Petersburg, Florida. And remember, on this 4th of July, over 100,000 women and children have been killed in Iraq. Over 100,000 women and children. Estimated now civilian casualties with all counts and figures is close to 200,000, at least 150,000. Today, three U.S. soldiers died. 14 Iraqis were killed in a car bomb. Yesterday, four soldiers died on July 3rd, and 27 Iraqis were killed and 42 were wounded. So, as we celebrate and as the bombs burst in air, the rockets' red glare, the red blood is on our hands. I can't say it anymore. This country is celebrating freedom and patriotism while they're soaked in blood, covered in the blood of the innocents, our hands, our souls, our hearts. And we need to remember that on this day of patriotism, that there is no real patriotism as long as Iraqis and Americans continue to die for freedom, and freedom is not given. And there was a common statement that freedom is not free out here, and I said it should be, because if it costs lives, maybe it's not worth defending. And that was a critical comment. I don't necessarily say it right, but with the fact that you have to have bloodshed to get freedom, I think that's insanity. The fact that almost 200,000 civilians have died is just atrocious. And the fact that nobody is outraged about this, it's just ignored, overlooked, and covered up, hidden, not allowed to come up to our consciousness, buried in our subconsciousness, refused, ignored, denied, whatever you want to say about it, the average person out here would not look at the truth. When it's shoved in their face, they respond with anger and violence. So, as I say, we're in a sad state right now, and all the patriotism in the world cannot cover murder. All the freedom, or supposed freedom and democracy, cannot excuse the death, the murder, the maiming, the devastation, the total destruction of a country. And let's not forget Afghanistan. 21,000. At least 21,000. So, folks, think about it on the 4th of July. Think about what so-called freedom, so-called democracy is actually costing the people.